This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. A bit later, we'll look at a project, or projects actually, that would produce digital libraries of all the world's printed knowledge. But first, a cataloging of a different kind. This week, scientists announced an ambitious project to create an online encyclopedia of life, an online resource that would gather together in one spot scientific information about every species of life on the whole planet. Information that's stored in libraries and laboratories and museums around the world. They would assemble the whole thing into a giant database and to be completed in about 10 years. Joining me now to talk about the project is Gary Borisy. He's director of the Marine Biological Laboratory at Woods Hole in Massachusetts, and he's also on the steering committee of the Encyclopedia of Life project. Welcome to the program, Dr. Borisy.
Thanks, Ira. Thanks for inviting me on.
Whose idea was this?
This was the inspiration of Ed Wilson at Harvard University and the whole biodiversity community, and he sent a letter at the end of 2005 to the MacArthur Foundation, suggesting that the time was right to create an encyclopedia of life. And the MacArthur Foundation picked up this idea and commissioned an examination of its possibility. Mm-hmm. And one thing led to another, and now we have several founding institutions that have come together to make it a reality.
He has always been concerned about biodiversity, and I guess this would actually document biodiversity.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. And so where does the money, this must take a lot of money. Where is it coming from?
It's coming primarily from two foundations, the MacArthur Foundation in Chicago and the Sloan Foundation. Mm-hmm. They have provided the launch funding. The MacArthur Foundation has committed $10 million and the Sloan Foundation $2.5 million for the first phase of the project. And they have made a commitment to double that if we meet milestones and attract additional support from partners.
So what actually goes into the library and where does it come from?
What goes into the library is information, and it comes from all over the world. There have been scientists who have been working on aspects of biodiversity and bits of information about species for many years. There are groups that are studying fish and other groups studying ants and some studying plants. This information exists scattered over thousands of websites and institutions. And so this is an effort to bring it together in one place.
So you're not commissioning new research. You're just putting stuff into this encyclopedia. You're collecting it.
That's right. We're not commissioning new research, although new research is likely to result from this effort. Just as with GenBank, the bank of all DNA information, that elicited a whole new kind of research. We think that gathering this information in one place, creating a one-stop shopping for species information, will provoke a whole new area of comparative biology.
Now, there's a lot of information out there. How do you sort through it, and who makes sure that it's the accurate stuff?
This will be vetted by experts. There are a number of groups worldwide that have spend full time vetting names and vetting information, and so we will be gathering this authoritative information from these sites.
Do you have a model of a database already in existence that you can use for this?
Well, we have some demonstration pages, and we have the beginnings of a model, but this will be evolving as we engage the community more deeply, and we understand the kinds of technology that will make this accelerate as efficiently as possible.
Now, how do you fund?
It will rely,
Sure.
It will rely upon new technology in the internet known as aggregation technology, which allows bits of information to be gathered automatically from websites all over the world.
Now, are you seeking people to send you stuff, or are you just because that's going to create a flood, I would imagine?
That is right. The success of this effort depends critically upon collaboration with people who have data at their sites. So it's very much a partnership, and an important part of the project will be establishing the relationships between the encyclopedia and the data providers.
1-800-989-8255, talking with Gary Borisy, who is director of the Marine Biological Lab at Woods Hole, also on the steering committee of the Encyclopedia of a Life project. So where do you begin assembling stuff?
Well, the steering committee has been talking with compatriot groups around the world. There was a conference just last month in Brussels, which was a coordination meeting on global species information system, and it involved about a dozen different groups that have assembled information on some of the groups of species around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that kind of effort that is required to create the global partnership.
1-800-989-8255 is our number. So you're going to be going out to these partnership people instead of people willy-nilly sending you stuff over the transom, as we say.
That's right. However, an important part of the encyclopedia will also be to engage citizen science. So there will be, at one level, an expert group that will be working on providing information, but we think there will be many citizen scientists out there who can provide information as they go on their nature walks. We can imagine a future where the birders will go with their handheld devices and take pictures and wirelessly send the information to the encyclopedia. So we see this as harnessing the power of many contributors at many levels. But we will start with the expert community and the established organizations that have been working on studying species.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you think it'll take to assemble this encyclopedia?
The goal is for next year to deliver about 50,000 authenticated pages, a million pages over the first 5 years, and the full 1.8 million over 10.
Now let's go to the phones, 1-800-989-8255. Let's go to Ron in Madison. Hi, welcome to Science Friday. Ron, hi.
Thanks very much for your program, mm-hmm. but thanks very much for the project that folks are working on. I believe that you'll need to come up with a new name because species does not apply to bacteria and other forms of life that reproduce asexually. If you're talking about vertebrates, common large plants, et cetera, that where you get two individuals contributing genetic material, that can define separate species as the things that can reproduce together. But with all types of life that reproduce by dividing, like bacteria divide, it's non-sexual. Therefore, how can you possibly distinguish which groups are the same species and which are two separate species?
The caller is exactly right. For microbes, the species concept begins to break down. So the experts who study microbes now use the term phylotypes, genetic variants. So that's a fine point. It's an encyclopedia of all life, all variants, whether they fit the conventional definition of species or not.
Mm-hmm.
It will start with the animals and plants and the fungi. The microbes are recognized as more difficult, and they will be tackled later.
1-800-989-8255 is our number. Let's go to the phones. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
Hello. I'm an intern at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, and I know me and my fellow junior curators are curious to know whether this will be a public domain, because I know a lot of us like to go searching for different animals and stuff, and if we'd be able to look up what we've caught and, you know, try to help to contribute to the catalog and the encyclopedia.
Yeah, good question. Public domain?
Oh, I thank the listener. Yes, absolutely it will be public domain. It will be open, it will be accessible, it will be available and free to all users. And we very much will be soliciting, as I mentioned earlier, the contributions of individuals wherever they may be.
You know, thanks for calling. We're going to be talking in a few minutes about efforts to catalog things in the libraries, other libraries. You know, these efforts going on around the world. Are you going to be interfacing with those? Are you going to be separate, or might people get confused, or how do you view that?
Oh, we will be interfacing with libraries, and one of the key units of the Encyclopedia of Life project is a consortium of the world's leading biodiversity heritage libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And a very important part of the project will be scanning and digitizing the holdings of these libraries and making that content available to the project.
Mm-hmm.
This will deepen and enrich the pages on individual species.
Are they going to have to give you the rights to these things?
The project will start with digitizing works that are already in the public domain. But later we will have to deal with questions of copyright and intellectual property.
Mm-hmm. And so you'll start out with the low-hanging fruit, so to speak.
Yes, that's right. But we hope that this project will be an agent for change to induce more material to become open access.
Mm-hmm. And how soon do you get going on this project?
Well, it has begun. Mm-hmm. It has begun, and it will gear up, and it will ramp up over the course of the second half of this year.
Mm-hmm. And do you have to hire staff? I mean, are people in place, or does it have a central location, or is it just spread out among different universities?
There will be a central location, a secretariat located in Washington at the Smithsonian Institution, and there will be five components to the project located at other institutions.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stress, more importantly, it will engage the whole global community of researchers in biological diversity.
All right, let me go to the phones quickly to Nathan. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ira. Thank you very, very much for your show. For your guest, I just had a question. There's a website right now called treeoflife.org. I don't know if he's heard of it.
Yes.
It's an excellent website. And will it be similar to that, very interactive, for especially for high school students like my 10th grade biology class?
Tree of Life is a very important website. It has received funding from the National Science Foundation. They will be an important partner, we hope, in enriching the Encyclopedia of Life. So we expect to be working closely with them.
How do you keep? Thanks for calling, Nathan. How do you keep track of all these people who want to be part of this?
It's a massive undertaking.
Yeah, I imagine. So you really do need to screen out who you should and who you should not include.
But some players are clearly very important and central, and Tree of Life is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us, Dr. Borsi.
Thank you for talking with me and giving me the chance to talk about the Encyclopedia of Life.
Good luck to you. We'll be checking in and checking out, so to speak.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Gary Borsi is director of the Marine Biological Laboratory at Woods Hole. He's also on the steering committee of the Encyclopedia of Life Project. If you want to know more about that, you can go over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We're going to take a break and talk lots more about cataloging knowledge, bringing in three key members in cataloging everything that we know, Brewster Kahle, Michael Hart, and Michael Keller, talking about taking the Internet as a source for everything. What are the pros and cons of that? Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.